Hello, my beautiful people. Welcome to Everything Selfish, a self-talk podcast. I'm your host, Laura Rosemond, and I'm always talking to myself. My goal in this podcast is focused on all things to empower and inspire the best version of yourself. By the way, I am recording for my YouTube channel as well during this podcast, so if you ever want to see me in action, check me out there. If you enjoy what you receive here, please support this podcast so that I'm able to continue to elevate this space in doing the shit that I love doing. I know we're about to have an amazing selfish journey together. So thank you for pressing play today. Hello, my beautiful people. Welcome back, or welcome to another episode here where it's all about breathing, inhale, exhale, and being a whole lot more selfish, self-love, self-care, self-motivation, self-worth, self-soothing, self-healing, all things self. And in this video today, it is about emptying ourselves or being a little mindless. So mindless is often associated with careless, and mindful is often associated with more awareness. And sometimes our mind is too full, full of BS, full of other people's judgment, full of past pain and suffering, just full of a bunch of shit that needs to be released. And so I said, why not do a video and give ourselves, okay, give yourself permission to be mindless today, not careless. Mindless. This still falls under self-care in emptying and releasing some of the things out of your mind that does not serve you. So are you open to being a little mindless today? What do I mean? Well, sometimes I have to remind myself to empty myself, to release some things that no longer serve me or that have never served me. But as I evolve, as you evolve and become more self-aware, you begin to realize things that you have held on to, that you react to, that you speak about, that you act out, that do not and have never served you. Some things are passed down from generation to generation, you know, that generational curse. Some things come from past pain and experiences that you hold on to and you can't seem to break or shake, and so you create or build a wall up. Some things you're uptight about or have a stick up your ass because of your own insecurities. You choose to pass judgment and hard opinions about things that's not even your business and it's pointless. Take what you need, discard the rest. I don't know what's speaking to you. I'm just throwing some examples out there of things that we hold on to that cause unnecessary stress. It causes us to feel like we are not ourselves. Like, I don't know who I am. I've been there. And anytime that you begin to think, this is just too much going on for me, I got too much going on. Sometimes you have overwhelmed yourself with things that you don't realize outside of yourself that you have been fueling yourself with, and it's time to just release it. How about we inhale and exhale? So I want to share a practice with you today. I do this practice where I focus my attention on emptying myself. So I can remember a moment where emptiness meant more of brokenness, like you're empty inside, you're broken, or you're lost, right? Or the term fill up your cup, you know, like if you're running on fumes, then you're no good for anybody else. And so you must fill up your cup first in order to overflow into those around you. So you got to stay full. Well, I'm going to break this up a little bit. Emptiness is not broken. Emptiness is stillness. In between each thought we have, there are gaps. Like this gap here. And every gap that you're able to grasp, that you're able to embrace, that you're able to flow with, leaves a space of stillness. And within that stillness, there's no thought. And with no thought, with no worry, with no stress, there's peace. And so in that space, is there anything filling it up? It's just empty space. Empty, still, peaceful, quiet space. And so I associate emptying myself with getting reconnected with my inner peace, getting reconnected with my truest, higher self, getting reconnected with the universe, God, source, energy, and life, right? And so we must empty ourselves from the distractions, because if you're moving around and your cup needs to be full, right? And don't get me wrong, some of that part is, that statement is very well valid. Your cup does need to be full, but sometimes your cup can be full of bullshit. When you're moving off of this old energy that needs to be let go of because it doesn't do anything for you. It's not empowering to you. It's not who you are in this space right now. So you got to pour that out. And I'm not saying dump this shit, like dump all that you had going on. I mean, sometimes you want to just dump that shit and keep going, but sometimes it's not that easy. And so you have to allow yourself to be open to letting these things flow freely out of you by emptying, by setting aside maybe. And if you feel after you set aside some of these things that you want to pick back up, hey, take what you need, discard the rest. All right. So in this practice is so simple. And so in this moment, set aside your name. Yeah, set aside your name. It might sound crazy, but just set aside your name. We're going to take that identity of who you are, Laura, and I'm going to put my name to the side. Set aside your age. I'm ageless. You're ageless. All right. Flawless and ageless. Set aside your title, your job title description, your roles you play, mom, wife, sister, cousin, friend, right? Your label, you know, set it all aside. And set aside what's happening in the world today. Set that aside. We're not thinking about anything outside of ourselves in this moment. And as we set those things aside, your name, your age, where you live, where you were born, set that aside, your title. As we set that aside and the things of the world, and we're just here. Are you still breathing? Are you still living? Are you smiling? Are you still here with me? Excuse my language, but it's a fucking freeing feeling to just be. How you feeling? I'm feeling good. And this is one of the practices that I mainly do right before bed. You know, this can be done at any time, any moment that you feel you need to be, that awareness kicks in that you are not being yourself and you need to release some things. This can be done at any time, any moment, free of charge, right? Just empty yourself right on out, set some things aside. But I do this before bed, and I lay in bed and I have that conversation and surrendering to God, the universe, source, energy, whatever you call your higher power and creator. And I just begin to empty myself. And we are human beings. Our human nature gets caught up in ego and material things and the ways of the world. But in being, just be, like you felt it, you felt you're here in between the gaps, stillness, inner peace, being your spiritual nature. That's a beautiful thing to kind of try to reconnect as much as possible. I'm like, stay here within the joy and the spark of happiness and love. That's what I like to hold on to. And so every night before bed, I empty myself and I ask and I surrender, and I'm like, empty me of all the things that does not serve me. Empty me of my ego if it is not up to your standards and the messages that I am supposed to be getting across, and fuel me with clarity. Open me up to whatever it is that I'm supposed to be opened up to. Sometimes I don't know the words to say, and I'm just like, empty, 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 empty me. I empty myself and I surrender. I release all things that are not for me. Empty, 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 empty. Okay. All right. See? This is not a broken space. This is not a lost and confused space right now. After emptying ourselves of the distractions or the ways of the world or whatever thing has been hindering you, now it's time to be mindful of what you're fueling yourself with, of the conversations you're having, of the things that you're speaking out of your mouth. And remember to positively affirm yourself. Remember to speak highly of yourself, speak highly of your life, and speak only of the things that you desire and you want and you are worthy and deserving of your life. Speak of it and it will be. It is law. Trust, have faith, have patience, and flow with it. Yes, yes. Thank you for tuning in. I love you. Until next time. Mwah.